The Chicago Sky have officially started now their rebuild in today's WNBA draft, drafting Camilla Cardoso, Angel Reese, and Bryna Maxwell. Me and Steve, we're going to break it all down, talk about it all and more right after this.
Welcome to Chicago Sky Central, and here's your host, Hayes.
What's going on, Sky fans? Welcome to another episode of Chicago Sky Central, your number one spot for everything Chicago Sky related. Steve O's in the building. I'm Hayes. We're going to break down this WNBA draft by the Chicago Sky, in which they have started off their rebuild in kind of, I think, the best place that they could have. Drafting Camilla Cardoso at number three, then getting Angel Reese at number seven. End up drafting Bryna Maxwell at number 13. This is a guard, one of the better shooters in the draft. We'll see if she's able to make the team. But Steve, how do you feel about the night by the Chicago Sky?
It was popping. Like for everything that you needed, you got. One of the biggest things we've been missing from this team is size, and we just got it. The front court we just got is gonna be Clamp City. So my homie just texted me, it's gonna be Clamp City, and Camilla just said, like, bro, I can't wait to play with her because they ain't going to get no rebounds on us. And that's the type of thing we needed. We pretty much got who we're going to be majority of the scoring. And this team was already kind of ran to be a team that was going to run and push the pace and push the floor. And not only that, you just got a center that could do the same thing. And she's 6'7", so it's going to be way more easier to – throw it down low. It's gonna be way more easy to get points. And if Bryna, it was other guards that we was looking at that could possibly be the choice at 13. But with those two people that we got in Angel and Cardoso, it just makes sense to get Bryna because she's a shooter. She's shooting like 46.2% from the field in Gonzaga, averaged like 14.2 points per game. And she's a shooter, and one of the best shots to get is coming off a rebound from Angel Cardoso, which that's something they're used to doing at South Carolina and LSU. So, like, you got two top 10 players and that's projected. So it's cool. Like this is probably one of the best drafts in Chicago history. Yeah. It's up there now because I just think that's the type of talent that we got now.
Yeah. This is a great draft by the Chicago Sky. I think they get great talent. You get two players in Camilla Cardoso and Angel Reese to jumpstart your rebuild that are in an amazing front court now. Like you toughness, defense, right? Edge, identity, all those things now are coming to the Chicago Sky with those two players alone. And I think look at what the GM has done. In this short time being here, you know, we had a point time where we did not have we didn't have any draft picks, right? Because of James Wade and sending out the draft picks. He replenished that, and in a draft that's one of the deepest ever in WNBA history, and walk away with two players that either one would have been a great start to a rebuild. You get both of them. This is major.
It's huge. Like, because like one of the things, we pretty much know where our points and what our scoring is going to come from. We just didn't know if we had the defense or the size, and you just got that. You just added 6'3 and 6'7 to your thing, and I believe there was nobody taller than 6'4 on this roster, so it was desperately needed to get Cardoso. I know you would like other people, and of course it's me as well. We all can see Rakita Jackson being a Chicago Sky, but I just felt, especially what I just said, with us not having a real bunch of size on our team, I felt like Cardoso was the right decision to go with, and that's what they chose to go with. So I like it. I keep telling people, like, bro, y'all don't understand what y'all just did. Like, you not gonna want to play us. This is a team where we're gonna have the attitude where you're not gonna be. This is a team you're like, dang, we gotta play them tonight. That's the type of team that we have. So I'm eager, I'm geeked. Hey, hell of a draft right here.
Yeah, for sure. It's a great draft. Amazing talent by the Chicago Sky in this one. And I love what they were able to do. But yeah, bro, this is a great, great pickup, set of pickups for the Chicago Sky, man. And you get your center of the future and present now. What do you think this means for the current players on the Chicago Sky roster? Do you think that this makes anybody else expendable? Maybe the Sky look to move some people, or do you think that that they're gonna bring these ladies on along naturally?
I don't know about expendable. I think I just like I said before we press record on even a stream, like maybe it was a possibility that they didn't have. Williams is now more expendable because now that you have your center for the future. But I think what the thought process, I hope the thought process is possibly Angel coming off the bench due to Isabel being the spot that she can learn from, especially on the offensive side of the ball, because she's probably mainly going to play the four unless you decide Teresa decides to be a little different and possibly try her at the three maybe. But I don't know. I just feel like it was just the right move. I don't think anybody on the current roster is expendable per se.
Yeah, I don't think so. I think like it's a natural transition. I think all these it fits kind of seamless into what the Sky have now, which is the most important thing. And you net, like, don't get me wrong, I would not be surprised if the Sky were competing for a playoff spot this year. Not going to be surprised by that at all. But even if you're not, you have now set up yourself to naturally let these ladies go through their transition, go through their growth. The WNBA game kind of transitions easier than sometimes in the NBA. So a lot of these ladies should have skills that translate right away. But this is a great. This is probably the best draft in Chicago Sky history. I'd have to go in my research and see which one is better, but great pickups by
it just fits.
It just fits.
That's the one thing I can say about all of the draft picks. I mean, a lot of them, I feel like what Dallas did is probably the closest rival of fits that made, but compared to anybody else, we probably got the highest grade. It should be an A+ from every pick that we made, because everything that we needed, we got 100% in each three of these women that we just got.
Absolutely. Well, any last thoughts, Steve-O, before we get up out of here?
Y'all better get y'all tickets now.
Yeah, get ready. It's going to be a fun season for the Chicago Sky. They made out great in this draft, man. And in a season that we knew we were going into a rebuild, things are going really good for the Sky, man. So let's hope that this continues, man. Make sure you guys are following the show at Chicago Sky Pod. You can send us any feedback, questions, comments, concerns, ChicagoSkyCentral@gmail.com. And then lastly, if you want to leave a text message and or voicemail, 773-270-2799. We're the number one spot for everything Chicago Sky related. And we out this mug. Peace, y'all.
This has been a presentation of the Break Media.